Blog Talk Radio.
Freight Haulers has led the way in staffing and driver placement in transportation and logistics for years, offering great careers for company drivers and owner-operators. Whatever trucking career you're looking for, Freight Haulers delivers. Log on to www.freight-haulers.com or dial 1-800-380-6302 and press 2 for a representative. That's 1-800-380-6302.
Hello, hello, hello. If you're just tuning in, it's that time. It's the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. And don't forget, tonight is reality TV. Yes, and it's fake as fuck. Just thought I'd let y'all know that. Because that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Reality TV and the bullshit that reality TV has in it. So if you live in reality and you're looking at this bullshit, business shit that they got on television, slap your damn self, choke yourself, sit up on a motherfucking tub full of water, and drown, bitch, because you need to get your ass alive. Yes, this is 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show, and you guessed it, it's Media Craze, baby.
Yo, what's some more tea like? Them know so when them see me say let five scar tell. Them career not start well. Gunshots send them to hell. 45 Huskell.
That man, if them boy play bad man, smash the place, 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 smash the place. What them do, them road bad girl, I tell them get sacked, them play bad girl, but they drop them not bad girl, when them talk, them a pop bad girl, knock them up, 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 knock them up.
I get kick until them dizzy. If you kill bad man, no fear, see must gone. When me a come, no stand up, just run. See me, don't steal me, get accustomed. First serve to first come. AK rifle is me long gun. Magnum 44 caliber, me handgun. One shot ship, dark up a plane, land down. Bulletproof, bust up like a condom. General, me bad man. We are the general, me bad man. They come here, sit with hearts of metal.
We are the hearts of metal.
General, me bad man. We are the general, me bad man. With hearts of metal.
We have a heart of chain of metal.
Smash the place. Smash the place.
45 Huskell.
Oh, somebody me they like to play. Then they worry me when they say. Then they like me, men like they. I did better than him at bay. Fuck them all and that's what I say. Now I see that it ain't easy. Part in our day, happy them do we need every piece. Some people are rude on the road though, they're gonna get touched to the floor. Some people are rude on the road though, they're gonna get hurt a lot more. Some people are rude on the road though, they're gonna get hurt a lot more. Some people are rude on the road though, gonna get that hit to the floor.
Them no one cause I them die. Boy, me no I them trap. Smash it up, see me nickel play the night. Buck, buck them straight in the eye. Buck them down, buck them down. 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 Buck them down.
What up? Y'all know who this is. I'm not taking calls from bill collectors, haters, or gossipers. So if it ain't about making me a check, just leave a message because it ain't important. Peace.
Please leave a message at the tune.
Hello? My name's Martha, and I was referred to you because they said you can probably help me. See, my relationship's gone sour, you know, in the bedroom. And I done tried everything. I mean, I done flipped it and reversed it like you said on that damn CD that you got. I even tried kinky things like getting naked and wearing shell toes. Ain't none of that work. Ain't none of that shit work. I even asked my nookie, please don't fail me now. But I be talking to him and it don't talk back. I mean, I'm really not into that whole magic stick touching thing. But sometimes I get real freaky and bark like a dog, you know. Oh, I just love your records. Me and my homies are gonna go get finger waves down in the hood. That's how much we love you. Oh, and how's that Madonna doing? Is she really like a virgin? You know, when I seen that Gap commercial y'all did, I just ran right out and bought me a pair of them there dungarees.
Your talk time is now over.
Goodbye.
Hey, buddy. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk. Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747, damn it. You saw her. You heard the first fucking name, so you damn sure know who this is. All the new fans, I just like to let y'all know, in 2 weeks, I'm having Battle of the Artists. Yes, it is time. We're having Battle of the Artists all over again. We've been postponing because we had a lot of things that's going on. But in 2 weeks, tell all your friends that we will be having Battle of the Artists. So anybody that's out there that's got any type of music that you talk about, that you singing, you rapping and shit, if you really doing it like that, hey, I need you to get your music to KALOONDO2000@yahoo.com, and that way I can make sure that you're heard, you battle these other artists that's around, local artists. I even have artists all over America, people. Yes, it's going that big. It's going global. Platinum, baby, if you want it to be. But, yeah, tell your friends to make sure they call it in for the Battle of the Artists. We also have him. We got a new Miami promo that's going on, promotion thing. I'm reading this to you now. It's called Attention All Artists. This promo is available for the Miami Memorial Weekend. Memorial Day weekend, people. This promo package includes a 2-day promotion in Miami, Memorial Weekend, 150 CDs distributed, 100 posters given away, 2 tracks placed on the SSE Radio and Crazio, Craze Radio with a worldwide audience, which means you'll be heard everywhere, motherfuckers. Okay, 2 tracks placed on, matter of fact, I just said that, featured in the Divine Magazine and in MediaCraze.me. You get 2 tracks and a bio sent to 500 DJs and radio stations. 2 weeks of social media promotion, which means you need to get down to our page, www.mediacraze.me, because I know I can't just say it to some of you people. Some of you people are literate as hell. So let me say it the right way. Make sure you're getting to www.mediacraze.me and look under Miami promo, and you will see all the information that you need to do to get yourself together for whatever artist you're trying to be to get this deal. Make sure you do it now. This is going to be going on for this month, and I guess till Memorial Day. I mean, damn, get yourself together. You need to get yourself prepared, and don't be procrastinating. You know, a lot of you do that. So get yourself together, and let's see if you got what it takes to be a real artist. Okay, now that I've said all the promotion shit, this is what I need to tell y'all. We're talking about reality TV and the bullshit in reality TV. Make sure you're telling all your friends tonight that if they're not tuning in right now, you got time. Text them bitches. Tell them motherfuckers, hey, look, he's on. Shit, we talk about reality TV. And he's playing music. Shit, call him. That's what you do. If you want to talk to me backstage, make sure you're pressing your one. You want to talk to me on the air, make sure you're pressing the one. That way, I know what's going on. Okay? Let's get to the show. All right. Reality TV right now, we got a lot of things going on in reality TV, and none of it happens to be real. Whatever you believe, it is not real. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the Atlanta Housewives. I'm also be talking about Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta, you know, that shit. I'm going to be talking about Married to Medicine. That's the new one that's popping on. And the Braxton, I want to talk about them. And the new one that we call the Undercover Boss. For all you people that have jobs. Nowadays, not too many of you have jobs, so you probably don't even care about that bullshit. But hey, for you people that do have jobs, this is what's going on tonight. We're going to be talking about the Undercover Boss and all the other reality TV shows that's coming on and all the things that that's not real. I mean, really, it's not real. Let's start. Undercover Boss. This is a reality show where some motherfucker out of nowhere happens to be in charge of all his shit or her shit in a business, all of it. And this dumb motherfucker with all this money don't know none of the equipment that's going on in their own business. So they're going to ask the stupid motherfucker that they hired to teach them how to be even more dumb, because they should have already known it, to teach them how to do their job. And in the same process, see if this same fucked up person is really fucked up. They actually have the man or the woman that's the CEO of a business to come and play, I don't know, snitch nigga to himself. Ain't that some bullshit? You the snitch nigga to your damn self. Snitch wicker, nigga chicker, whichever nationality you is, you know what I'm talking about. You the snitch motherfucker that's going to tell on your damn self. You got people hiring the motherfucker that's teaching your stupid ass how to do something that you already should already know, and you don't know it. So now you paid another dumbass to come do the same thing to teach you the same fucking job. And then in the end, if this bitch don't do, procedure, then you don't even know the procedure because you can't even do the job. If they don't know the procedure, you going to fuck with them, fire them and shit. I mean, yeah, some of them bitches, yeah, they need to get their ass kicked and slung the fuck out. But hey, siege is on your dumbass shit. But I'm just saying, Undercover Boss. Like, I wish my boss would have a CEO come out of nowhere, boom. What's going on with you, Mr. Foster? Hey, man, I'm working this job. Hey, we got a new helper here. He wants to, we need to get you to teach him everything that you know so he can get up to par. Know what's fucked up about that? In translation, they just told me out of nowhere, yeah, this is a motherfucker finna get your job, and we're trying to get the fucker, get you out of here. Really, we're trying to send you the fuck out, so we want you to get him prepared, so when we get rid of you, ain't nothing that we got to worry about fixing. Because I already fixed. All you dumb motherfuckers that's out there that's saying to yourselves that, I don't know, somewhere in here, my boss loves me. You still a slave fucker. You just getting paid to do stupid shit. I work. All of us work. But you're still slaves because the government still takes your little change, and they take it every day. They take it through the year. Then at the end of the year, these dumb asses decide they're going to give you your money back. It's your fucking money. But they already knew they was fucking you over. But the undercover boss motherfucker, yes, I'm getting back, this undercover fucker, most of the time, he done paid you. He know you're fucked up. He's just coming in there to see how fucked up you are and send you on your merry way. And some of you have situations out of nowhere, boom, and they supposed to help you. I don't know about you, but if this was a real-life reality show, I honestly know there ain't no boss buying no motherfucking college shit for nobody, no damn new cars and none of that shit. They're going to give you a piece of paper that says thank you or give you a gift certificate to something that they already own. They're not going to give you nothing that's going to help your ass. Shit, my boss, give me a bonus, and then the motherfucker tax the motherfucking bonus on my damn taxes, on my W-2s. I see this shit. Yeah, that's what I go through. But if you go through that shit, hey, let us know. But like I said, we're talking about reality TV tonight. So if you're one of these people that's thinking that your boss might get you one day and send the CEO from the real business that you're working for, this is what you do. Go all out. They gonna fire you anyway. Tell that bitch, fuck, I don't do a damn thing. I sleep in this motherfucker. Sometimes when I come in, I just come in just to clock in and lay down. Yeah, tell them all the truth. Tell them shit. Sometimes I just sit in the motherfucking bathroom, take a shit, take a piss, play on my motherfucking phone, and then in the end, boom, it's all over. It's time to clock out. Time to go do lunch. Wash my hands. Yeah, that's all you do. So tell the truth on yourself and just ride on out, because he's only there to get you the fuck out anyway. He's the boss. What else would he been doing? Yeah, 747. A.K.A. O. Real Talk Show, and you already know I'm your motherfucking host. So what you're doing is telling your friends, and if you're not telling your friends, then I really, really, really know that you are not one of my closest fans. So tell your friends. That way we can make you a part of it. Craze Radio, Facebook, Christy Love NC on Twitter, and 747 A.K.A. O. on 20, if you're looking for it. Now, when I come back, we're going to some real reality TV. The Undercover Boss, that's just something we talk about because it's some bullshit. But I just wanted to let you know that that's what goes on TV, and the shit that you look at, the bullshit that you look at. 747, Real Talk Show.
Will you leave?
I know. All of this. Yeah. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747. And first of all, people been asking me, what does that mean? Who give a damn? Shit, don't nobody ask you what your damn name means. It's just my stage name. Just robbing this shit. Hey, we're talking about reality TV and all the bullshit in reality TV. I just spoke on the Undercover Boss saying that he's actually a snitch nigga to snitch on his damn self because he hired these motherfuckers to do this shit, but he just want to check if they doing that shit. So when they ain't doing that shit, his dumb ass going to fire them like it's their fault. Bitch, you don't even know the damn job. But that's just Undercover Boss. We got Atlanta Housewives going on tonight. We also have Love and Hip Hop I'm going to talk about, and we're going to talk about Married to Medicine. What I didn't tell you we was going to talk about is them dumbass Braxtons and this Teen Mom bullshit. The Teen Mom show. All that shit is, and I don't care what you believe, is a show that glorifies fucking raw making babies as a child. Fucking raw making kids as a child. I had to say it twice just in case some of you motherfuckers just really don't know what's going on. Yes, Teen Mom show is just glorifying pregnancy. That's all it is. I mean, really, you just say, hey, ooh, it's so great to be a mama at 15, 16 and make a baby. Ooh, let's make it famous and show them how stupid we were at this time and be on TV about it nationally to everybody. You already got enough issues that you're going through as a mom in the beginning, and that's at whatever age. But for some reason, you want to add to a mother's life, but all these mothers that's really doing it, I like to give you a mad, mad shout-out and applause. You and everything that you're doing. Now, I'm only talking to you, team, to you moms that are actually doing it. Now, if you're pointing the finger at your quote-unquote baby daddy, bitch, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the one who don't point no fingers. She said, oh, well, I took this consequence. I'm going to be a mom, a mother, and do what I got to do. Fuck him. He ain't shit. I knew he won't shit. I messed up. But, oh, well, I'm going to fix that shit, and I'm not going to deal with nobody like him or him again. Now, if you're one of those women, I'm giving you a hand. Clap, 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 clap. Now, if you're one of those women who's just still saying, he ain't doing nothing for his kids, bitch, shut your stupid ass up. You sitting up here acting like you ain't just catch that damn net raw like a damn catcher's mitt at baseball. Bitch, you know what the fuck you were doing, and you did it your damn self, and he just happened to be coming by and pop one in. Face that. Be a mother. Stop trying to tell him to be a father. Now, you teen mom, my issue is, where the fuck is the parents that these girls is getting met like that? No problem. I remember back in the days when you used to have to sleep to get pussy. You used to have to sleep to get some dick shit. To get your head sucked, you had to do it at school under the bleachers. For all you nasty motherfuckers, don't even act like you ain't did it. It's been happening, and it's been happening for years. Yes, you got your knob licked all up under the bleachers. Oh, yeah, and yes, you did. I did. I know some of you did. So if you're one of those guys, clap for yourself. It happens. But these girls now are just making babies, and now they're about to make this birth control shit that they can actually just buy on the counter. Do you know that's just like the lottery to kids now? It's a lottery. You just said, boom, no problem. Mama won't know. Daddy don't even know because he ain't never been around. Shoot, I can go get this dick, fuck this dick raw, let this motherfucker bust in me on accident because he did it on purpose, and out of nowhere, I can still go get the pill and take this little motherfucker out and start it all over again. That's what they're doing there. And for some reason, all you out there still trying to say, hey, this is a cool deal. Hey, at least we know what they're doing and all that shit. You need to get your ass whooped. Don't be whooping your kids no more. You need your ass whooped. They need to take a lot of these parents and throw them in one room and throw rocks at these bitches until they get corpse up all side of the head and shit. Sitting up here got kids up here wearing heels. If your children are wearing heels at high school, elementary school, you's a dumb mom, you's a stupid dad, and you ain't parented. Because there is no reason for no little girls, and that's what they are, little-ass girls, and all they need to be doing is their school-ass work. Bitch, and you got them going to school with heels on. Now, I don't know about you, but it looks like pussy to me. If they walk like pussy, it dressed like pussy, then 9 times out of 10, it is ass. That's what it is. Now, you got your daughter sitting up here going around laughing and kicking, still booty feeling, still pussy touching, but now they're doing deep things and they in heels. Now they look like stripper hoes. Stripper hoes, yeah, stripper hoes. And you got them going to school talking about something they learn something. What? That's the best thing you can do for a stripper hoe. Give her a brain. Shit. She already got the body of a goddess, and then the motherfucker going to have some sense. Oh, hell, the world is going to be screwed the fuck up with all these stripper hoes that we are parenting. And if you don't like it, bitch, I don't care. You already called in. I got that rating. So you can kiss my dick lips for all I care also. I'm just saying what's real. We need to go and get these kids to be kids. Teach your children how to be children. I still got to teach my son how to work on a car. But a lot of you motherfucking dads aren't even teaching your son, I don't know, how to change a fucking tire on a motherfucking car. A car. I got guys that still got their girls that's out there helping them change their oil. You's a bitch, nigga. Go wash your ass or something, because you can't be cleaning yourself. You can't be worth a damn. You got to be like nothing but shit. You can't be a good person worth a damn if you're a man and she ever got to go outside and do anything that has to do with outside. Learn that, fellas. Be men so we can keep these women on the up and up. I mean, you can't tell her to shut the fuck up on nothing, which we really can't, if you ain't doing shit. You dumbass. Really. You ain't doing a damn thing. A lady, if he's doing anything, I mean, you might want to ride with that shit, because your track records aren't good enough that you just going to be pulling one better. So you need to practice with the nobody bitch and get yourself together. Get these kids together and these teen pregnancies and shit that they doing by accident, just making babies for fun and doing a show about it. Shit. The girl make the baby, but they get her a show. Why they ain't giving the fathers a show? Like, ooh, yeah, I'm busting this girl, yo. At 15, and I'm doing it big. Yeah, yeah, buddy, I'm doing it big. Why they ain't doing none of them guy shows? I mean, whatever you like, hey, that's a great deal. Fucking is fun. That's good, too. But we got to get our nuts back, people. You need to be parents. You need to be men, and you need to be women, and start helping the reality that we're living in. We're living in a world of kids, literally, a world of children. And if you're one of those people who's actually one of these children, hey, I'll applaud you, your dumb, childish ass. Hey, I make you laugh. I do kiddie things, but I know what serious means, and I know when it's there's the time. Now, if you're a person that's not, I don't know, that equipped mentally to know that you're not parenting, and you can say, well, I do it my way, I do it my way. Hey, whatever you say to call it, I call it sugarcoat. Other folks call it a lie. It's all the same. No matter what, you're wrong, and I'm right. Just deal with that shit. This is a real talk show, and we ain't finna stuff here and lie to you. Also, the Braxtons, all you out there that remember Toni Braxton, I love Toni Braxton for her ass. Toni Braxton ain't never been a real singer, and now they got a whole show of the Braxtons. Now, the only Braxton that actually right now that's doing it really good is the Tamar, whatever her fucking name is, the spoiled bitch. The little spoiled baby went out of all of them. Yeah, her dumb ass can sing. I can't lie. Yeah, she can sing. But damn, bitch, you got a whole family that can sing. Everybody can't be the baddest. Everybody can't be the worst. So really, I mean, really, you want all this extra damn credit? We got Tamar, she thinks she's the best motherfucker in the whole damn family. Like, ooh, look at me. Ooh, I can sing and shit. Ooh, why ain't nobody trying to do what I need them to do? I feel so neglected. Yeah, smack that bitch. Also, Tracy, her old ass, she just a fucking jealous ass hoe altogether to me. I say hoe, bitch, all them things come out of my mouth. And if they just come out, just ride with it. Just ride with it. You say it to yourself. You may not say it out loud, but shit, you say it. But anyway, Tracy, old ass, her another ass, pissed off to everybody just smaller, huh? Damn, big bitch, stop eating shit and things. If you want to be small, there's a bloodline that y'all have. So if you the biggest bitch out in the whole family, you eat too fucking much. Everybody else ain't getting all swollen, or either that, or somebody dead ain't there dead. It's one of the two. Get your shit together. Now we got Trina. She's just a dumbass that thinks everybody's against her ass or something, and she's an alcoholic. I don't know about you, but any drunk that I know, fuck that dumbass. They drunk. Drunks don't have nothing to say, and that line that you say they tell the truth when they drunk, that ain't the truth. They be lying when they're drunk. Think about it. Because when they're normal, they think they tell them the truth. So they be lying when they're drunk. Stop giving them credit and make it so they when they say something that out of nowhere, ooh, I said that last night. That means it wasn't true. No, bitch, you was lying then too. And we know that. For all you non-drinkers, this is a real show. I drunk, been drunk, unconscious, throwed up. I would like to tell you, and I'm truthful, they know everything they did. They may forget it, but at that moment, at that time, yes, your ass did know. Do not fall for the I was drunk line, because if you fall for that I was drunk line, your dumb ass was just as drunk for falling for it. And that's real. Yes, we talk real on this bitch. So don't be scared of me. If you're on this show and you think that I won't tell it, I'll tell it because I ain't scared. I got nuts, bitch. You ride with them. Tawanda is the only one out of all of them that's responsible. Out of the whole family, all of them fucked up beyond all recognition, but she's the only one that, I don't know, that's got something going on and shit, so I like to deal with I like to see what Tawanda's doing. Now, I don't even look at reality TV as much, or TV, because this has got that retarded to me. Everything about it is just fake as hell, and everybody that deals with it, you're just nosy as fuck. Get you something else to do. Go do what some of my friends in Charlotte do. Go take care of your kids. Make tutus and shit. Do real good by your children. And take away from all this TV time. A lot of the reason that you're looking at this shit, the same time that you're looking at this bullshit, you could be out there like some of these strong women taking care of your damn kids. Yes, ladies and men, if you have no time for nothing and all your time is behind them kids, fuck everybody else. Them bitches don't know what life is truly about. And that's just being real from 747. I like to let that be known also. Tiny, she don't even want to do music no damn more. This bitch really just think that, I guess she just knows she ain't going to get no damn deal. So she just don't like music no more at all. She like, fuck it, I don't even want to sing and shit. Bitch, you ain't going to get no deal. Nobody want to even talk to you. They still worry about tomorrow and motherfucking Tony Braxton. The rest of them don't know anybody even know. They only know y'all because of the last name. Y'all get a grip. Stop being famous over people, and you ain't never going to be famous. But this is just 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. And you know how I do it. Make sure you're calling in and tell your friends about 646-200-0883, and make sure you're pressing 1 if you need to talk to me. And that's at any time, because I can see you, and I'll get to you as soon as I see that 1 comes up. Also, 2 weeks from now, Battle of the Artists. I also let you know on www.mediacraze.me that we have this Miami promotion for all of those that missed it. We got this promotion that's going on for that you can get your music, your deals, or whatever you're trying to do, you can get it done. And I'm going to do a prank tonight as usual. So make sure you're tuning in for tonight for the 747 AKA O's Real Talk Show. And we're about to get down with the get down, so all I like to say is, I guess I need to play a song, right? If you have any requests, don't give them shit to me, because I play the fuck I want. And I listen to what I want to listen. So anywhere in there, if you're a person that thinks you got a friend over here, bitch, no. I'm an asshole. I'm going to be an asshole. And I'm going to do it all like an ass can do. All the way through. So tell your friends, we doing it like that, baby. 747, a.k.a. O, Real Talk. Real Talk Show. just tuning in, this is 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I am your host. And tonight we're talking about reality TV and the bullshit in reality TV. We haven't talked about Atlanta Housewives because I know a lot of you people are waiting on what I would say about them motherfuckers. But I'm going to hold out on them bitches because it's some bullshit that I need to say about them. I just went backstage and I talked to some of these new fans, and I appreciate all the time that you've given me and all the words that you spoke with me on. And I'm going to make sure that I keep in touch with you, and if not, keep in touch with me. Shit, I got a lot of shit going on. A lot of things that's going on with this show, so I'm trying to make sure that I keep up with you, I keep up with the show, and make sure you're checking out Christy Love NC. Also, she comes on every week, every night, seems like it. I just come on too. So if you're not getting in touch with me, you can always still get in touch with Craze Radio because we're usually always here. Tonight, I'm still talking about reality TV. Tell your friends tonight that they need to dial in 646-200-0883 and tell them to make sure that they press 1, that they need to talk to me, because it's your time. This is the place. Even if it's not on the topic, people, fans, you may be new here, on my show, if it's not even the topic and some has pissed you off, press 1, call in. I'm going to answer that shit. Out of nowhere, boom, you say whatever it is on your little sweet-ass heart, whatever it is, and we're going to listen. Now, if it's some fucked up shit that you want some sympathy on, but you fucked up, I'm going to say, you fucked up. But if everything's, you know, hunky-dory, really good, really good, we're going to try to get you to where you need to be on that. And then we're going to go back to the show because this is a real talk show, which means everything here is going to be real. We're going to tell you the truth. If it hurts you, then what you need to do is grow the fuck up, take your baby-ass heart, put that bitch in the freezer so it'll harden up, then put that bitch back in your chest so you won't be so fucking soft. I'm just saying. That's what we do here. So make sure you're telling your friends to check us out on Craze Radio. That's for Facebook. If you're looking for us, we do have that page. Check us out and see what's going on all week. Or you can check us out on Twitter, Christy Love NC on Twitter, or at 747 AKA O at Twitter. Now, a lot of my boss tells me that I'm never on Twitter. I'm sorry. Shit. No one's twitting like they supposed to twit. I say the words the way I want to say them for all you people that be like, what did he just say? I don't give a fuck. Fuck grandma. I got a diploma. I can say every word I want to say. Me and Pootie Tang can hang out all day long, and I can talk to him. He can talk to me, and your dumb ass will be the only one that's ignorant. I'm just saying. This I like. You can talk like you want to talk. Now, getting back to tonight's show, reality TV, Married to Medicine, is a show that they just started out about married motherfuckers, married ladies, nobody. They're just nobody. She just somebody gave up some pussy on the side to a dude that, you know, won't go be fucking. Usually a nerd, gave him some pussy, boom, she already knew won't nobody gonna fuck him. So now, boom, she got him. Now she the wife, his dumb ass, boom, he a doctor, boom, now they pay. This show is about them women. And adding whatever his name is, this girl married a racket Indian, he's something else, a sand mic. I mean, shit, I don't know what it is, but she married him. So that was she married him into the money, and she's enjoying herself. Toya ass is the rumor talker. She's the motherfucker for every 15 minutes. She got something to fucking say about everybody, everything, all the time. And for some reason, she thinks she's better than every motherfucking body. Like, she just drink her damn water out the air. Like, boom, I can't use a cup, bitch. Whoa, that's so last year. I got to get my water to float to my lips. Boom, that's how she's doing. But no one's letting this dumbass know that, bitch, you ain't never always, you ain't always rich. Bitch, you came from the ghetto. You a ghetto hood, hoe, and now I don't know where you fuck. They are nobody, some fucking pussy. Now his mind, because he done made it big, now you somebody. Bitch, you not gonna get no extra credit. You was just a happy hoe, damn. Stop acting like everybody else is under you. You the most under out of all of them because you still causing rumors and problems. All I need to say is, bitch, if you keep talking, think I won't get Mariah to whoop your ass again. Yes, if you haven't looked at it, that motherfucker got her ass handed to her. Kick rocks all by herself. Had to go. Why? Because Mariah put that foot with the heel on it in her deep-ass ass. Yes, that bitch got her ass whooped. Now, if you don't know this and you're not looking at Married to Medicine, that's cool. But if you want to see a good-ass ass whooping with perfect etiquette, yes, they had perfect etiquette. It was a motherfucking bar, like a party, ball-type shit where everybody got to wear prom dresses and shit. Prom dresses. The niggas had, all the dudes had suits on and shit. This is a real party. This is like one of these parties that we have where everybody sit at the corner drinking liquor, drinking beer, and she be like, ooh, she look good. All night in the corner, hot as hell. No, these motherfuckers had air. They had a real party where people are standing around in clothes and they talk about money, 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 get it, getting it. That's what they were doing. This bitch got her ass whooped at a real party, which means everybody, there was somebody saw her get her ass whooped. I mean, it ain't an ass whooping if everybody out there just hood niggas. Like, damn, she got an ass whooped. Oh, damn, niggas get their ass whooped all the time in the hood. But when you a motherfucker paid and you get your ass whooped in a prom dress at the motherfucking party, look like a prom, then you gonna be known. You got your ass whooped handed to you. And then gonna act like, they didn't do nothing to me. Bitch, yes, they did. They slung you all around there and things. Don't be talking about that girl's daughter no more. But that's what happened. When you're talking about people's kids. For all you people that's out there talking about people's kids and still talking about shit. Yeah, that's what happens. Rich people do the same shit. They can get ghetto and whoop your ass too. Quad, this is a country ghetto bitch. And for all you new people, I say bitch, not meaning that she's in a bitch. All these bitches that come out of my word, out of my mouth, they're just words that I use to insinuate myself. I just like to, it contours me, the word bitch, I just like how it come off my lips to feel good. So, if you're a woman out there that said, why y'all always say this? Why y'all always say this? Then shut your ass up and go to damn sweet. I'm trying to talk about a real talk show. Quora, her dumb ass, she's country. Ooh, she's so country. Ooh, she's so ghetto. Ooh. But she's sweet. She's so sweet. So, you got to pay attention to her and the things she do if you're still looking at this shit. Carrie, got more surgeries than Mr. Potato Head. Didn't it? Matter of fact, this bitch got more surgeries than Lil' Kim, Luther Vandross, Big Luther Vandross, and Lil' Vandross. She got more surgeries than damn Michael Jackson all together. And that's just in her fucking lips, her nose and shit, her ass, all this shit. I mean, damn, how many damn surgeries does it take to find out that bitch you is ugly? For all you people, make this a note to self. When you got to fix yourself, bitch, you is ugly. Now, when you fix yourself, that makes you uglier, motherfucker, because you is, how can I say, plastic, bitch. You can melt and shit. When you get old, you're not even going to look like a damn old person with wrinkles. You're going to look like a damn food line paper bag. That's all you're going to be, some plastic. So make sure you remember this shit when you start adding these things. And if you're one of these people like her that's doing all this other stuff in your lips and things, and you're getting tattoos in places that's unnecessary, like who gets that, like Lil Wayne, who gets tattoos on their eyelashes and shit? I mean, damn, bitch, what the hell? I mean, Dick tattoos and shit. These things that y'all are doing to your bodies and they got it on TV, that's what's fucking up everything in the world. We having problems with this shit. So if you're a person out there that's actually doing all this other bullshit and everything, or if you're one of these dumbass folks that's looking at these reality TV shows, all I like to say is, fuck, will you do something else? I done looked at this shit for one fucking day, and this how much shit is going on for one fucking day. So if you look at it more than once, how much drama is really with you? Because you're carrying that drama vibe. Think about that. Now, if you're not thinking about it, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Don't think about it then. Who gives a damn? All I'm trying to do is be a true friend, a real talk show host, and let you know what's really going on with you, since your ass don't know what's really going on. I also want to make sure that I get this out to all you people that are that's getting down with Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and shit. First of all I would like to say is I'm not going to talk about people's mugs. But Mama D, fuck, get your ass off fucking life. Stop getting in these kids' lives. But we're going to come back to that later on. Tell your friends, make sure they're dialing 646-200-0883. Press 1 if you need to talk to me. And in the end, all I got to say is tell your friends that I ain't no joke, motherfucker.
I ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named. Another enemy, not even a frenemy, cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and after staring your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting, it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. Broke. You're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down to write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Use pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed in, the time to switch. Put my tape on pause and ask for more than yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The EMCEE, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that can aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you're all BDJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait to East they play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. Microphone like a grudge, be a whole record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent, I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm C.I.L., keep a freestyle going steadily, to pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one, there'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following the fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling, nobody beats the art, so stop yelling. Put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruption till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke, cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I get furious quick, and I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of trouble, stay darkness. When it gets dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone, cause the heat is on. You see smoke in the furnace when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke.
I got my yes, myself, that's my word.
I got a dollar on the bottle and I just got paid.
four domes. As soon as you shut the bubble down, the trash comes. So your neck blows, the suits for the high. Dollars in the pocket, but they won't buy
anything. Couldn't grow for change. Can't give up a dollar if it's on their name.
Man, it's a shame. Man, it's a shame.
Don't forget the little man when you get some fame.
It's the same one, say the he's and she's. Life just for trees, smoke, drink, and meat. Ask for a ride from heaven to hell on three. Dollars open, that's the man who see. A dollar 75 at your door to free. And I'm your man, but rather crab on me.
Took me back. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747. Tonight we're talking about the reality TV shows and the bullshit in reality TV shows. If you're a reality TV lover, all I like to tell you, and I really mean this from the deep down part of my heart, get your ass a life and kill yourself twice, because for some reason, you got too much time on your hands to be nosy for somebody else's life. That's just me. I just thought I'd tell your ass that you really have no life, because that takes up a lot of your time that you could have been doing some productive, looking at somebody that's already fucked up. And they're not fucked up like you're fucked up. You're the fucked up one, because these bitches is getting paid to be fucked up. You just fucked up and like looking at other fucked up people. You the motherfucker got problems. Fix yourself. Damn. Have a pride. But we talking about reality TV and how fake it really is. Like these shits aren't skit made and program shit. Like, who don't get their ass whooped for saying the wrong shit? I mean, really, they talk shit to each other on these things, and ain't nobody getting their ass really whooped. Ain't nobody, they letting these motherfuckers sleep in the night. They in the same houses or know where each other at, passed out of things, and ain't nobody busting the scalp. Like, just to get on Jersey Shore, these bitches won't whooping each other's ass in their sleep. I mean, really, you could have made me mad, and I'd have just punched you in your damn face. Fuck it. That's how it's supposed to go in the real world. I mean, this reality TV, somebody piss you off. Now, I'm just asking y'all. Somebody pissing you off, and they just pressing buttons. And no, you don't go to violence, but they pressing buttons. They fucking with you. They fucking with your girl. They fucking with your man. And then out of nowhere, you telling me that you're not going to whoop their ass if they get too much of a problem with you? Hell yeah, you're going to whoop their ass. So that's what's going on with Jersey Shore and the shit that they used to do. They used to do some stupid shit. And for all you people that look at these nasty-looking hoes, Snooki is just a fat bitch about to be. That's all she ever was. All that shit that y'all made her out to be, she was just a fat bitch that's going to be fat. Raggedy fat. No body, nothing. Yeah, she can carry on cuteness at 20, but when she's 30, she's going to be an out-of-shape SpongeBob bitch. Make sure you tell her that I said it. Tell your friends I said it, because they might come on here and give me some more race. But, yes, this was going on. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Lil Scrappy. I don't remember Lil Scrappy having no more than 3 songs that made anything, and they made each other together. So I'm still trying to figure out how he even got himself a show. I like Lil Scrappy as the reality thing I've seen. Yeah, he's really calm and collected to himself. he do some, he say some shit like men, and then sometimes he just go along with whatever. But me personally, overall, I like Lil Scrappy on there. I don't like the fact that his mama has anything to do with this shit. Like, really? You just his mama. Damn. That's all you is, and you worry about all the pussy he's getting. They ain't got nothing to do with you. Let this man, this is a grown man now, let this man do whatever he wants to these women that want him to do that to them. Like, his baby mama is, let me make sure I got this right, it's Erica. His baby mama is Erica. He asked Erica to marry him. That's his business and her business. The issue everyone's having is that his best friend, Shay, loves this dick. Let's say it like that. She loves this dick. Now, Shay, you supposed to know your position and play this with the game. You already knew, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you was not going to be the next bitch. Stop acting like you was going to be the next girl, that you was going to be the next one he with, and said that was not going to happen, and you know it wasn't going to happen. So stop acting like you knew that it would be. I'm still trying to figure out why you crying about the shit and shit. Damn, it's just, you already know you was the best friend. The best friend, you free pussy, that's free dick. You supposed to charge it to the game when the game is over. Stop acting like, I'm going to change him. This motherfucker little Scrappy. He ain't going to change. He going to get your pussy, send your pussy up the street, and then he going to go with his pussy. So you just the best friend. But his baby mama, that's his pussy in his mind. So there's nothing that was going to happen that you were going to do it that was going to fix him in any kind of way that he was going to deal with you. Stevie J, I do not like Stevie J worth a fuck on this show. I've only seen this show maybe twice, once all day today. And all I like to say is Stevie J is trifling than a motherfucker. I wouldn't trust him. I wouldn't trust his mama because she made him. I wouldn't trust his daddy because he fucked his mama with that made him. I wouldn't trust their grandparents because them dumb bitches made them. And they fucked and made this little trifling motherfucker. I don't like Stevie J because Stevie J got a lot of things going on with Mimi. And then he got a lot of bullshit going on with Josh. He's fucking him. Now, he still fucked up because he do some real, real trifling shit in their face and don't care. He talked to him any kind of way. That's just Stevie J. And then he, like, brags on him and on the air with us. He lets us know that, like, oh, yeah, fuck these bitches. These bitches ain't number pussy shit. I'm going to fuck them. And then I'm going to fuck them. I'm going to send them on their way. And then after that, oh, well, I'm going to fuck them again and just call them the night. That's how he be talking, basically. And be like, oh, yeah, and then they're going to like me, you know. Yeah. I'm looking at the dude. I'm like, no homo, no gay. I don't see nothing but a salamander standing up with a necklace on. So I'm trying to figure out how the fuck he getting all these pictures. And I know it has something to do with his money. I'm still trying to figure out, ladies, have y'all resorted to the point where the more money you will give ass to? Because if that is what you're doing now, because you know a lot of you saying, if he don't have this and he ain't doing this, okay, let's go with that. If that's what you're riding with, all I like to say is why we can't call you a holding if it's down to the money. Like Stephen J. messing with Mimi and Josh and all of them. But these motherfuckers done fucked a man with money, and now they have become money. A lot of you motherfuckers, for some reason, fuck 18 dudes, and you can say 8 and 7 and 2 and 3. Bitch, I know you fuck 18. Yes, 18 dudes, and still living in the project, or still living in normal cities, still don't have no real car, still got about 18 kids, no child support. You still trying to figure out where your next check come from, and you sucking a lot for dicks. Now, I'm trying to figure out who is a hoe. That girl that's with Lil Scrap and CJ, she ain't no hoe. You don't even talk about her. You a dumbass bitch. You a dumb hoe. Because your ass is sitting up there taking up accident nut. That's all it is. Oops, my fault. Catch that. That's what you doing. You just catch an accident nut. You can't be, you're not fucking guys like Stevie J. You're not fucking guys like Lil Scrappy. But you're still trying to talk about the next girl around the corner because she fucking everybody and all this shit. But this same motherfucker got calls and rims and shit. But you still got to figure out what your baby daddy check going to show up. Get your life as that old raggedy damn tomorrow breakfast. So get your life, because you got problems. You really got this game fucked up and ain't catching on to really who the hoes are. And the reason I'm saying this about these hoes and these things, because you know I have to go to the Atlanta Housewives tonight. And I want to talk to you about them. I want them to be my biggest emphasis tonight, because a lot of you women have a problem of pointing fingers at each other, claiming that she a bitch or she a hoe, she fucked up. I don't see how she do that shit. Oh, she nasty. My issue is this. a lot of these women that you're talking about, they're doing things, big things still. I mean, guys do it, women do it. Either way, we're all wrong. But you still, quote, unquote, hating on a woman that's doing the best that she can when you're not. Let me translate, because I know some of you ignorant dumbasses don't know how I talk. So let me translate. Basically what I'm saying, I'm going to translate it in my real talk when I want to piss a bitch off. Okay, basically what I'm saying is women who are really making it big out there are fucking these money men. They are not whores. They're not hoes. They are business ladies. You, on the other hand, staying in Section 8 places or staying with baby daddy getting money, going to rooms all the time because you can't bring them to your mama house type shit. I don't know. You're still trying to get your hair done because you want the next nigga, this nigga to do it, but it's just hair. No calls, no housing shit. Use the hoe. Use a dumb ass because you ain't getting shit. All you giving out is free pussy, getting your walls wore the fuck out for what? For accident? Fuck. You suck a dick and ain't getting $1 million, who the dumb bitch? LaMonica Lewinsky got $1 million and publicity for putting dick in her mouth and having nut on her damn dress. Your ass getting nut on your face, on your back and shit, and you can't even get you a cheeseburger. You got to call him, but can you get me some? He like, look, man, I ain't got the gas. Your dumb ass need to get yourself together. I'm just saying. Because life is a little bit smarter than what you are making it out to be. Get your dumb ass. Because somebody has not schooled you on how to make money or something, and this is just reality. We're talking about reality TV, but you are living a fantasy world if you're not catching on to these money women and what they're doing. And if you're not one of those girls, then that makes you just as stupid as hell. Make sure that you're telling all your friends that they need to listen to this shit on www.mediacrave.me. Or they can go and just dial a fucking number and be like, I don't know, shit, what's going on today? Pick your phone up. I don't know. 646-200-0883. And then, I don't know, if I'm talking bitch plus one, and we can talk together and shit. But I'm just saying, make sure you tell them that that's what's going on and that we have a lot of things that we do love to do on this show, and I still have a lot of other things going on tonight. But when we come back, we will be talking about the Atlanta Housewives and the bullshit that they have going on, because there's a lot of shit to go on with them. And I just want them to, I need to get this shit out. So tell your friends, dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 so you can talk to me. We need to get some things out there in the open. Make sure you call.
Hold.
But you ain't looking at no other dude, 'cause you love me.
I'm focused, man. Tell stop to holler at me, man. Young Hope, you heard? Trackmaster, you heard? Yo. Yes, y'all. Jigga man be ballin'. Lead chicks pigeon toe. Some of them be crawling. Get the best of you whenever I put my all in. Have mommies calling for the law. Darling, Jigga and Paulin'. Ass drop. Hoops would have to stop. Dispose half my knot. Nigga mad when I brag about the cash I got. But I'm used to not having a lot. I'm from the gutter and I ain't the type to ever chase your box. I'm the type to interior decorate the watch. I'm the type to slay. Heavyweight on the block and every state like clock. Work Jiggas to hurt. Holla.
When you're kissing on my neck, making me feel so. Should I stay or should I go?
Like Kevin, 7654321. Come on, man, cow, come and get some.
Yeah.
Play of opposition, hot Nixon. This one for all the sick ones. Affliction, poisonous, dark sickness. Best believe, finger itching with two broke legs. Now I'm tripping on MCs, cliche. Shot that ricochet, start trouble, bust bubble. Hip the wicked ways, gotta love me. G.O.D. no one above me. Look good, but fuck ugly. Tap your jaw from my punch, fuck your son and you. Got you shitting in your last hunky, running who? Running fucking who? Punk, get a speed bump coming through. A single shot, make your meat love respect, uh-huh. Woo.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I put it on a nigga. Shit it on a nigga. Turn a Christian to a certified sinner. The bomb I released, time finna
explode.
When you got sent up, I was hitting your ex-ho. Shit, I kept low, petrol your metro. Politics, keep the chicken head. Gobbling. Shit, I'm driving in, come with fog halogen. Terrorize your city from the split committee. Kick ass to both Timberlands, turn shitty. Gritty, smack the driver head in the gypsy. When I approach, rappers be taking notes. I drop like I should've invented the raincoat. Absolute, I love the burn to the roots. I keep coming till you pour sperm from your boots. Vigilante, hardcore to the penis. Tell you, fuck you, my attitude is anemic.
I'm the illest nigga alive, watch me prove it. I snatch your crown with your head still attached to it. Cannabis is the type to fight for mics. Beating niggas to death and beating dead niggas to life. When you look at me long enough, I start to read your thoughts if the signal was strong enough. And then I call your bluff like, yo, how many rhymes you got? I could go on for more millennia. The monsters got on the car lot and there's nowhere to run to. When I confront your nigga, I call your bluff like you had a phone number. Who wanna see cannabis you wow? Who wanna act flying, get shot down with a surface to air missile? I take them on and on, shape, size, and form to spit on. Anybody who ain't close enough to shit on. 0 to 60, I'm already doing 100 when I'm running, and I give it to any nigga that wants.
Stay off the dark, cause if I catch you when the sun is down, run it, clown, come up off that. I'm gonna gun it down, run it now. However it's gonna go, it's gonna be that. See that? That shit'll finish you, dog. Believe that. Where we at? Do you value your life as much as your possessions? Don't be a stupid nigga, learn a lesson. I'm gonna get you either way, and it's better to live. Let me get what's in your sock, cause it's better to give, to receive. Believe what I say when I tell you. Don't make me put you somewhere where nobody can smell you. And when the lights is out, they don't come back on. This ain't a flick, you ain't gonna come back on. You ain't that strong, knew it was wrong. But you asked for it, baby. Use a big nigga, ski mask for it, baby. So I can hit you up on front seat. Because I'm sweet, one heat, one deep, leave behind.
One, hey, yo, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Blaze the hot trizak. Shine like heaven, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Come on, Mr. Smith, come get some.
Yeah. Fantasize of borrowing flows. Tell little shorty with the big mouth, the bank is closed. The symbol on my arm is off limits to challenges. You holding rusty swords, I swing the Excalibur. How dare you step up in my dimension? Your little ass should be somewhere crying on detention. Watch your mouth, better yet, hold your tongue. I'ma do this shit for free this time, this one's for fun. Blow you to pieces, leave you covered in feces with one thesis.
LL Cool J is hot.
Every little boy wanna pick up the mic and try to run with the big boys and live up to the real hype. But that's like picking up a ball playing with Mike. Swinging in King Griffey or challenging Roy to a fight. Stapping, you're amateur MCs. Don't you know I'm like the dream team touring overseas? For rappers, I'm a circle, I'm a deadly disease. Ringmaster, bringing a tiger cub to his knees. In the history of rap, they've never seen such prominence. Your naive confidence gets crushed by my dominance. Now let's get back to this mic on my arm. If it ever left my side, it transformed into a time. bomb. You don't want to bar that, you want to idolize. And you don't want to make me mad, nigga, you want to socialize. And I'm daring every MC in the game to play itself out position and mention my name. I make a rhyme for every syllable in your name. Go platinum for every time your grimy ass was on the train. Watch your mouth, don't ever step out of line. LL Cool J, nigga, greatest of all time.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is 747, a.k.a. Old Real Talk Show. I am your host. Make sure you're telling your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and pressing 1 if they need to talk to me, because we got a lot of things that, well, we really don't have a lot more things to talk about, but we are going to talk about these Atlanta housewives. Make sure you're telling your friends that they need to check us out on Facebook at Craze Radio. That is our page where we get our stuff out, and, you know, all the things that we want to say and do, we can get it out on that page. And also, if you're a Twitter person, make sure you're checking Christy Love NC and or 747 AKAO, and we can get some other things done. Tonight is reality TV bullshit, and the bullshit in reality TV. So I would like to say, first of all, we have talked about the undercover boss. We've talked about the Braxtons and the bullshit. Matter of fact, let me tell you what we said on the undercover boss. We said the undercover boss was actually just a motherfucker who really don't know what the fuck going on in his damn life. But his ass, for some reason, decided no. He want to go find out why he's so fucked up and why he didn't train the motherfucker right. So that's what undercover boss is, and then he give little toys and shit to people that I don't know, been supposedly, how can I say, got problems and shit. Like, he didn't know. I mean, bitch, you hired him. Boss is not giving that shit. We talked about the Braxtons and how fucked up that family really is, and how Tamar, bitch ass, always think you see the motherfucking thing and shit. Like, Toni Braxton, they put them motherfuckers on the map. And yes, I'm trying to get me 100 motherfuckers out of my lips, just in case you heard that a lot of times, trying to get me 100 motherfuckers out of my lips. So that way, I've done a record for my show. So, motherfucker, if you're out there and you say, damn, he said a whole lot of them damn cuss words, bitch, that word is not counted yet. Motherfucker, count that, that's 72 times. I want to let you know that this is my show, and I say what the fuck I want. Because this is an uncensored show, and it's pointless to sit up there and have an uncensored show and don't curse out your ass. What you think? You should curse out your ass, yeah, and I do. We also talked about the teen pregnancy mom, and the bullshit in that is just glorifying teen pregnancy, but they don't glorify the fact that the dude, he a man now. He fucked. He bust some nut in a motherfucker, and his shit worked because now he got a baby. So we don't recognize his ass. We just recognize his teen mom. Either way, you're fucked up. Both of you just as wrong as can be. The parents are screwed up out the hell. But, hey, you're fucking. I guess that's what we're going for, that they fucking. So at least we know that. We also talked about Love and Hip-Hop Atlanta and Lil Scrappy and Stephen J. Old Trifling Ass, Mama D. Old, always in everybody's business ass, and Crybaby Ass Shay. Because her dumb ass didn't know she was just pussy to get over with. You know, you try to get over some shit, so that's all she was. And she ain't caught on, and that's what she was. Baby mamas, y'all know y'all ain't going no damn well. A lot of us put that in you because we don't plan to let you go nowhere. So that's what happened to baby mama, and Shay dumb ass should have known that shit. We also, now, we're going to, oh, I forgot to tell you about K. Michelle, you know, she can sing with Love and Basketball. I mean, damn, Love and Basketball. So now, Lacey, you must be trying to fuck me. K. Michelle, she can sing and everything, and Love and Hip Hop and things. The problem is, she ain't nobody. I mean, she doesn't got a big ass booty and shit. And she just went with that dude, the Memphis dude, that she claimed she had that put hands on the shit. I mean, damn, that's all she is. Other than that, she just another bitch out there sucking dick for money and making money out of it. But speaking of bitches making money off of motherfuckers and they ain't shit, Atlanta housewives. Candy, I love her, because Candy, to me, is the only one, literally, that I really knew that was doing something for herself. She a freak like a motherfucker, but she don't want to do something for us. The rest of them is just motherfuckers too that just rolled on coattails, rolled on dick hairs and shit, and boom, they somebody. Like Nene. Fuck. Everybody's saying she the realest, and she's so real, and that shit pissed me the fuck off, because she the only one I know out of all of them that's guaranteed to do something to her fucking nose and shit. She got extra shit all in her body. How you gonna call her real? And she's the only motherfucker got all the extra shit in her body. Not the only one. She just the one I'm talking about now. But I'm just saying, this bitch pulled up by the damn stripper, dancing her ass off and shit, met, found some little old, fucked up old dude that had money. Ain't nobody trying to fuck with him. So he said, ooh, I want to talk to her. Boom, this dumbass girl, she decided, hey, I'm finna ride this bandwagon. She jumped on the bandwagon. But other than that, she won't will never be a damn thing. Why y'all giving her credit about being real when she the fakest one out of all of everybody on there? Yeah, just because you speak your mind, that don't make you real. That just means you just got a lot of bullshit that you need to get off your chest. Hey, that's nothing to just applaud. Like me, yeah, I speak real. I just got a lot of bullshit off that I need to get off my chest. That's all it is. Make sure you one of these people that can grasp that's all it is. Phaedra. I got problems with Phaedra. Phaedra's fine. I'm sorry. Phaedra's fine. Her booty body just bad as hell. But she's a dumb, stupid-ass lawyer. What kind of lawyer get talked into a motherfucking convict? I'm just saying. You're supposed to be helping us. You're a lawyer. Bitch, you're supposed to talk us, everybody else, and say, oh, no, he didn't do it. She could have been there. She's supposed to say, nah, he didn't do it. But your dumb ass done got a whole convict to talk you into marrying his ass, fucking with him, and this dude up here trying to fuck the other bitches on the show, and your ass ain't caught on. What kind of lawyer is you? How you even make it? I'm just trying to see how you even made it to the point where a convict done talked you in to giving up some pussy and putting a ring on his finger so he can get himself together. Now, that's some shit that I've never heard in money. But, hey, people in money do some stupid shit. That's just me. And his name, Apollo. This bitch can't carry no damn world. He can't vote now. He's a convict. They still trying to get him to get his darn regulations right and shit. And his name, Apollo. I don't even think that's his real name. I think his name Cletus Rufus or something. That's his first name. Last name. Cletus Rufus. Cletus Rufus. That's what we're going to start calling him. I'm not calling him no damn Apollo when he got a motherfucking dumbass wife that he's fucking with, and she can't even get nobody out of jail. She just got problems. Fuck her. Candy, I love her, and she's with Todd. Ooh. I'm just saying, Candy, it wouldn't matter who the motherfucker was. As much freaky shit as you be talking, and you just as fake as too. I love you to death, but you just as fake as you can be. 1 minute, yeah, you know, I'm not in that shit. No, I'm not in it. You know, I don't even worry about it. But then that week, you talk about some other shit that they doing and everything. Yeah, you try to cover up shit, too. But you dating the dude that was working on there. Todd. That's his name, Todd. Yeah, you dating Todd. Oh, well, you got some real dick. Then you ain't got to play with your candy toys and shit and fucking with yourself and things, poking yourself and things. Now you got somebody that can poke you. Oh, well, I'm glad. I'm so happy for you, Miss Candy. Keep doing your thing, Todd. Keep beating that back out. Because she's got to the point where, I mean, everybody know Candy, and you don't put her back out to the point where she gone. She gone, bro. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Come in whatever time you want. Because she ain't going no damn way. That's Candy. Everybody know as long as you would get her some dick, she's straight. And yes, I said it. You get Candy some dick, she's straight. Cynthia is the only graceful one I've seen out of all them Atlanta housewives. She's so graceful, so pretty, so cute. And the oldest motherfucker out there. And you know what pissed me off, all you ladies is out there, always got something to say about her husband. That kind of puzzles me, considering that she has the only real man in the whole show. Now, a lot of you are not going to agree with me on that, but he's the only real man in there, because he don't give a fuck what now what a Nene and all them bitches say. He's going to say the fuck he want, and it's going to be straight to the point, and he's going to tell you to kiss his ass, because you lying. Yes. I like Peter, because Peter is a real man. And he married that woman. You see how quiet she is when he be talking? Not saying that that's her place or nothing. It's just as a wife, if you worth a damn, you shouldn't have to talk. That's the point of you being submissive, because you don't have to talk. You already know what you're going to say going to go. Now, lady, if you still fussing, that means you're still not a good woman. No matter what you talk about, you're not. And if you're going to argue with me saying that you are, if you got a dude that ain't shit, then you're not. If you a woman that don't have nobody, then you're not. Just believe that. Stop talking about yourself saying you a good-ass woman. No one can constitute that except the man that comes to be with you. Stop saying that, yeah, I cook for him, I clean for him, and I do all this other shit. Will you please stop that shit? That's what your ass should have been doing anyway. That's just what you're raised to do. If you want extra credit for that shit, okay, well, these fathers that actually just care for their kids, can you tell them thank you for just caring about them and stop fucking with them all the damn time because you want some fucking money? You had them kids, and as a man, he's supposed to take care of them kids. Yes, he do. But as a woman, you need to go and grow the fuck up and face the fact that your dumb ass made a mistake. Yeah, you caught that nut. Now you got to lie in that shit. He's a real man, and all you women that have something to say about that is because you're not a real woman. And that's why you can't find a real man. That's why you can't find a good guy, because you've got too much bullshit to say and want us to fall around with it. You one of them ladies that still believing in bisexual shit. There ain't no such thing. Ain't no bisexual, ain't no lesbian, none of that shit. Just say you greedy as hell, you a girl that want to fuck with girls too, you a dude that just want to fuck with everybody too. Ain't nothing bi about gay. Stop trying to add a sugarcoat to being, I don't know, fucking with shit. I just had to throw that shit out there. Motherfucker Peter is a real man, and Cynthia, she a real-ass wife, because she shuts the fuck up with that shit, because she already know what it is. She know what it is. She got her money right. She looking good, and she the finest one, and looks the youngest. Why? Because she don't worry about that bullshit. All you young hoes out there, and yes, I call you a hoe, because you know you're fucking more than that dude that you're fucking. So stop playing like he the only one. We know you're fucking. You're sucking dick, playing with dicks for some, or you own some webpage playing with dicks. No matter what you believe, you doing some shit. Stop acting like you just all animals. And guys, y'all ain't. And I ain't no need for me to go into that. You just ain't. Kenya Moore for Atlanta Housewives is the dumbest bitch I've ever seen in my life with money on reality TV. She really thinks, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the guy that she was with, what was his name? What the fuck was that dude's name? Walter? She really got the nerve to think that he's gay because he didn't want to fuck with her and shit. Bitch, let me set the record straight. He is a number one dude if he can tell a woman he don't want to fuck with you and you even got a little baby cute. See, that's the problem with you women nowadays. You haven't learned what rejection is, and you need to stop fucking with dudes that won't reject you. That's why your monkey ass can't find shit, and you ain't shit either. What you mean? I said you ain't shit? Yes, I meant it. You ain't shit. This is how you know you ain't shit, motherfucker. This is how you know you're a Kenya Moore bitch. When you sitting around, you got one baby daddy. Boom. You made a baby with that baby daddy. Boom. He ain't shit. Now, your dumb ass out of nowhere decides you find another motherfucking man and you make another baby with this dude. Ain't got married. You don't have no husband or nothing. You make another baby with another dude. Note to self, you's a dumb bitch. If you didn't learn the first time, then damn it, you's a stupid asshole, and that's what you are, a stupid asshole on that second baby. You will always be a stupid asshole after that second baby in every other man's eye. You had to find a dude that just said, all right, I'm going to calm down, I'm going to deal with you. Why? Because you don't want to face the fact that you can't learn shit. You can't figure out that you have problems with one child. So you're going to go roll again and take the odds of making another one with a nobody again, and you got the nerve to say that these guys ain't shit? Bitch, you ain't shit. Stop sitting up here acting like these guys that did you wrong. You's a dumbass. You want to fuck. You got some dick in you. You had that dick. You taste that dick too, and your dumbass knew he had other kids elsewhere, and you still gave him some pussy. Now you're mad because he won't do by your kids. Man, get you another life, because the life you living is dumb as hell. Portia, I do not like Portia in the Atlanta Housewives. The reason I don't like Portia in Atlanta Housewives, because she's really just a nobody in the whole show. She's just like there. She's already was rich, so she married Cordell Stewart. I think it's Cordell Stewart. He talked about divorcing her and shit. Okay, he divorced her and shit. The bitch don't have money anyway. I don't really think that's a big deal if you already got money and the dude leaving shit. When they had a little reunion, did you notice her quote-unquote husband didn't show up and they had another say, well, your husband wasn't there? Okay, Peter, I'm cool with you, man. I think you're a real man. But, bitch, she getting a divorce. He don't want that pussy. That pussy is done. He's already skeeted up. don't abide, and don't want it no more. So it don't matter who the husband is. He is already gone. She shouldn't even came on the show. She don't even count. Don't nobody even talk to her ass. She ain't even looked at that much because everybody looking at Dee Dee and Nene to see if her ass is going to be Gonzo or Miss Piggy this week. That's what's going on with her. Every week is a new face, a new nose, and now she on Glee and all these other shows. She's doing shows. Why? Because she's a stripper girl. She's a scripper with a K. Yes, a scripper girl that fucked some old nigga dick with wrinkles in it, and he gave her the words, and her dumb ass decided, ooh, no problem. I'm paid. That's what she needed. And last but not least, who I just really cannot stand beyond the shadow of a doubt is that motherfucking Kim. I do not like that white motherfucker at all. The reason is because she is nothing more than the white gold digger of 20 everything. All this year. 13 years of it. Yes, she only married anybody or deal with anybody for their money. And I cannot say that I like that woman at all. She said straight up, I respect her because she's straight up gold digger. No matter what she tried to say, she's gold digger. There ain't nothing cute about her that I'm just going to pay and be with her for. I'm just saying. That's just me. But, hey, to each his own on how to do. I just don't like Kim because, I mean, really, she doesn't gold dig. I mean, she's marrying dudes just to gold dig. Like, literally, just gold digging all together and don't give a fuck. Acting like, ooh, now he's supposed to love me. I love him so much. This bitch got almost $50 million. I don't care who it is. If this a woman I'm with, I'm just this out there to you fellas, then y'all tell me if I'm lying. This woman, any woman, she can have a half a leg. Half. I mean like a whole half of the leg where it's actually past her kneecap. That's gone. She just got a thigh and a little hair bump. Right there. She had one half leg, no ass, no tits, and 14 teeth in her mouth just scattered here and there like somebody just took them in their hands like they're eating peanuts and just threw them in her mouth. Boom. She can have that. But if she got $50 million to give to you, you tell me she ain't the prettiest motherfucker on the planet. Now, you think about that. Now, a lot of you guys say, hell no, ain't no way in the world I could fuck with a bitch that ugly. Well, I like to give you the odds of what's going on with you, dude. That dime bitch that you so-called got, that both of y'all trying to work and shit, she argues with you all day, every day, and worries you to fucking death about everything. Ladies. That same dude ain't shit. That's all I got to say about the guy. But let me get back to the fellas. Fellas, this girl is really, I don't know, just free pussy, so to speak. Yeah, you can get a Happy Meal piece of shit on Friday and everything. But in all in all, she's still just a broke bitch altogether. Now, you telling me this pretty woman, and if you made a baby with you, you're fucked because now she's child supporting you out. Now, I'm just saying, you telling me that you would rather, I got a cough on this one, you would rather deal with that woman and her beauty than to deal with this $50 million half fucked up handicapped bitch. I don't know about you, not me. I'm going to go and get that handicapped pussy, put a sign on it with the little handicapped wheelchair man in it, put that on her back and fuck the hell out of her one-legged ass and enjoy. Why? Because I'm $50 million richer, bitches, and y'all motherfuckers is just fucking pussy. It's a difference. You better get your mind right. $50 million? $50 million half of a handicapped hoe, I'm going to accident that old pussy. You know why? Because I was talking about this during this week earlier to people. Just because that bitch handicapped, that could just be some good pussy going away. Think about it. Tomorrow, boom, you're in a car accident. You got good-ass pussy, girl. You got some good pussy, good graces. You're in a car accident. Boom, you can't walk no more. You in a wheelchair now. You telling me now you off the fucking market with this good-ass pussy? Hell no! Not off the market in 747's world. Bitch, I'm going to say, damn, she's all SpongeBob looking and shit, and I can spin her on the dick. No, but, I mean, she handicapped. Should I feel bad? Hell no, I ain't going to feel bad. That's free good pussy. That's pussy you ain't got to worry about. Who's going to fuck the handicapped bitch? Nobody. Ain't nobody fucking her. So what you do is you get the moral of the story, basically, what I'm telling you fellas. Fuck Kim. That bitch ain't shit. She's just a hoe. Given that she just wants to get your money. What you do, them handicapped bitches. They got checks. Women been doing it for guys for the longest. If you one of these trapping dudes, stop taking these normal women out of their comfort zones and shit. Go on, fuck the handicapped bitch. You ain't got to do nothing with her. She done know you ain't going to marry her. She already know you ain't going to hold her hand because a lot of them that rich and shit and balled up shit. She know you ain't going to be down there with that. She know you ain't going to eat a pussy because you scared of her leg and shit might not move. You might sling that bitch out the way, sling the other leg out the way. It just be like asleep. You know, she know that ain't happening. She know you just a person that's sitting up here getting her money. She ain't happy about that. Ride that shit out. Now, I'm just real talking. I'm making you laugh. I might make you cry. But all you out there, hey, this is all fun. It's all entertainment. Now, when I come back, make sure that you tell your friends that when I come back, I want to make sure I see them, that you tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and that they're always pressing 1 so they can talk to me and get some stuff off their chest. We're coming to the conclusion of the night, so I just want to make sure that any and everybody that have anything to say for tonight, make sure you let us know. Because I want to hear what's going on with you and everything that's going on in your mind. And let's get some other stuff going because a lot of you people out there, you don't say what's on your mind enough. And this is the place where you really need to get things off your chest. I'm really tired of a lot of you people later on after the show is off sending me messages on Facebook or texting me and things on what's going on in your life. All I would like to say is, bitch, I ain't your damn conscience. Get that shit to somebody else. I got this show for you to do this so you can help everybody. I'm not just your buddy. I'm everybody's friend. So I want you to be everybody's friend here and let us know because there might be somebody else out there that's having those same problems that you have. And I don't want them to be all fucked up and shit. I mean, get your mind right. Craze Radio, man. Check us out on Facebook.
My
747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747, a.k.a. O. Yes. And if you are telling your friends to make sure that they're going to www.mediacraze.me, then I honestly know that you told these same stupid bitches to dial 646-200-0883 and that they're pressing 1 just to talk to me. I'm enjoying myself in the back. Vaccine where everyone that don't want to talk on the air, all I like to say is y'all bitch asses, kill your damn self, because a lot of these people want to hear what you have to say, and if you're scared to say, I'm not going to fuck with you, like, damn, everybody's scared, I'm going to fuck with you, I ain't going to fuck with you, we can talk in the back, I'm not going to say shit to fuck with you when you come on the air, but when you go, I might get in your ass. I'm going to give you a little 5, 10, 15 minutes of fame, hey, enjoy yourself. But in the end, yeah, you might get clowned, so make sure you say something worth a fuck, and then I can't bother you. I'm just saying, this is a real talk show, so if you're coming out of here, you're coming out of here to be real. Anybody else that got some bullshit to say, I'm going to fuck with you because you shouldn't say that bullshit. Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be, right? Okay. So tonight we have talked about the Atlanta Housewives and saved your bitch ass and her being a lawyer and shit and fucking a damn convict getting talked into it, but hey. That's how I go. You know, I don't get it. That's basically all I can say on it. So I'm just trying to see really what's going on with it, with her ass. But we also talked about Nene old potato head fixing herself with everything else ass. Candy, I need some dick ass. Then Kenya in denial that pussy just can't be turned down, punk ass. Portia, I already got money, but damn, bitch, why is you still crying about another dude who got less money? Her ass, and then last, fake ass, gold digging ass, number one bitch of all time that I can't stand, Kim ass, on Atlanta Housewives. We did talk about love and hip hop bullshit also. The love and hip hop bullshit is, we talked about Lil Scrappy being somewhat okay and not okay because, well, he was just being with me and dude. Ladies, we fuck our baby mamas and shit. And, well, I don't have a baby mother. I have a mother to my son because she does really good with my child, and I'm not going to disrespect a woman that's doing good with my child and call her baby mother. And she better not call me a fucking baby daddy because I do what I got to do, too. But I'm just saying, we ain't got to like each other, but as long as you're parenting, we cool with that. That's just me. I'm cool with it. We're talking about Stevie J, punk ass, who always got some bullshit to do to end the every woman on. I mean, he just looked like, if is it me? Or does Stevie J look like what a cartoon would draw a roach to be? That's just me. He just looks like he would be a roach cartoon. Like, if you draw a roach as far as a cartoon, then Stevie J's face would be the face that you draw. That's just what I see. Mama D, fuck your old people ass. You need to get you some old people dick and get the fuck on and leave little scrappy ass alone so he can be a little scrape or something. Because, damn, little scrappy is fucked up because of your ass and everything that you in. Jocelyn, shit, you look like a fucking man. Even with your ass, you look like a fucking man, and he's still fucking you. So we just said that, K. Michelle, bitch, damn. You still saying Memphis whooped your ass, okay, but you ain't nothing but a, you, I mean, you can sing shit, but really, get that shit on. Married to Medicine, Mariah, we talked about Mariah whooping the fuck out of Toyo bitch ghetto ass, and it was the greatest thing she could ever did. I was loving it, so happy about it. I just had a message that came in. Someone says that Stevie looks like Master Splinter from the Ninja Turtles. And that is exactly right. You're right. You beat me to it. He doesn't look like no ropes. He does look like Master Splinter. And I'll thank you out there, all those fans that just sent that to me to let me know that this old Master Splinter red ass bitch dude sitting up here looking like the Ninja Turtle battles. Somebody needs to go and put a damn, what's that, Kimoto around his waist and send his ass up in a damn sewer. Because the bitch do look like that. I thank you, a fan, to send that out there to me. Quad, that bitch is just country and ghetto and sweet all together. So basically, what she's my with, she's one of those, she's one that you make a hoe into a housewife. That just something, that I think that sounds right on good. She's country and ghetto and she's sweet. We talked about the teen pregnancy bitches and all you parents that want parenting, and that's fucked up. That you got these little bitches walk around with kids, and then you let them fuck these little dick niggas and let them make the babies and shit, and then the fathers and the mamas ain't doing shit about it. Get a fucking life. And the Braxton, all of them is fucked up. All of them got problems. All of them still think they cute when all of them just make up doll babies. They need to just stop dealing with damn Nicki Minaj ass. That's what I think. I think all of them is just clones of Nicki Minaj. Literally. And Undercover Boss. Undercover Boss, we like to tell you, all you bosses that have no fucking lives, that you would like to get in back into your business. You making good money. You want to get back into your business and not know nothing that's going on in the business. You don't even know how to do the first job, the easiest job in there. You got to be taught that shit. what I would like to say, y'all got fucking problems. You got this much money that you want to fuck with us normal people. Bitch, just give me a motherfucking extra check. Shit, you see the shit I got to go through? You see the shit we doing? Fix that shit and just give it to us. Stop trying to get down there in the trenches. Man, you been in the trenches. You fucked us up when you left the trenches because now we all screwed up, can't get money, and got to ask you for raises that you ain't going to give. But last week, you giving it to motherfuckers buying them college degrees and shit. I'm just saying, Undercover Boss is some fake-ass shit, and y'all know this all skit today. It's not giving away nothing. So all of y'all out there, my fans and friends that came out tonight, I would like to give you a 2 motherfucking thumbs up, 1 middle finger, and a pinky toe just to say, mwah, thank you for showing up tonight. And we're going to lead on out. Let me see. No one has told me any music that they would like to hear tonight because they were just, I guess, wondering about me. So I'm trying to figure out what would I leave tonight and leave with the motherfucking Zane. So everyone be like, damn, that was a pretty good show tonight. So I guess the only person that you can
pace, you can't mess with her mind. She feels the same, she'll let you know. Just prepare yourself and be ready to go. And I hope this message stays in your mind, cause you almost lost a girl who was right on time. Here's one more thing that you got to know. Just cool it down and stay in control.
Finding all these, a dozen roses, which I would give to you.